Okay. Yeah, there's Kim. I think we got a quorum now. Okay, shall we get started?
Yes.
Okay, well, welcome to the September 17th, 2020 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. And it's about 6:08 p.m. Thanks to all for attending. So why don't we go around and introduce ourselves. I'll start. I'm Terrence Shoemaker, co-chair of the SAB. And moving right along, how about Cindy or Lynn? No, not Lynn. Cindy? Well, I thought, yeah, why not?
Okay, sir.
She's the lady behind the curtain. Cindy.
Okay, I was muted, sorry. I'm Cindy Ellison, co-chair of the meeting and coming to you from Vancouver, BC.
Nice.
Great. Greg?
Greg Smith, obviously live in West Lynn, newest member of the committee.
Great. Well, Jerry Gabrielados, is that correct pronunciation?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Well, hi there. Welcome.
thanks for having me. Should I talk a little bit now about why this is important to me, or should we do that later? Or?
Why not?
Oh, okay. So I mentioned to Chris earlier today that I wanted to participate in this. I'm sort of making the rounds of all the board and commissions and that sort of stuff, but this one... this one's important to me on a personal level and professional level. In Chicago, I worked for the alderman that sponsored the ordinance to ban single-use plastic bags. Started that work in 2011. Frankly, I don't think it got done until 2017, long after I left. But it was a group of three of us that really pushed a whole lot of that and coordinated the hearings for the ban of those bags. And then when I was assistant and acting city manager in Albert Lea, Minnesota, I led the city's charge to enlist in a program called the Minnesota Green Step Program. It's a framework and network for cities that's provided by states to help them meet their sustainability goals. And in fact, one of the things I told the mayor when I was leaving was, we really need to develop a sustainability commission. So when I saw you had one here, I was like, oh, perfect, right? I also did some cool stuff that enabled people in Minnesota, well, in Albert Lea, to recycle their electronics for free. If I could figure out a path to get to work using my e-bike and not, getting ground out by the hills, I'll do that. But happy to be here. This is really important stuff to me. And then the other thing I wanted to do is just thank you for your involvement. I think communities are best when everybody is involved, and I know it's a lot of commitment, but maybe a little bit easier now that we can participate from other countries, right?
Great.
I don't want to take up too much time, but I wanted to give you a little bit of background, and hopefully my skill set will help some of these goals get accomplished, including Yabba Dabba Doo, goal number 4. I did read the agenda. I do read these things.
We're on to that.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, glad having you aboard. Welcome to Westland, Jerry.
All right.
Chris. You're muted.
There we go. I'm here. I know, for once, I was actually muted. Go figure. Chris Myers, staff liaison, city planner for Westland.
Great. I see Victoria next.
Unmuted. Hi, I'm Victoria Meyer. Really happy to be on this committee and hoping to learn more about how to do some heavy lifting.
Great. Terry? Terry? You're muted.
I'm not sure which Terry, but that's right. You're the other Terry.
Hi, board. You're still muted, Terry.
Hi, Hi there. Did that come through okay?
You're good.
Okay.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim Bria, Sustainability Board Member. And just so Jerry knows, if you decide to ride your bike, I can guarantee you somebody's got a Nike or a Columbia Outlet, you know, employee store pass, so you can gear up to ride your electric bike to work in the winter.
I have some gear from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, there's no excuse then. No excuse.
Okay, well, I don't see any guests here tonight, so we don't have any guest comments. So the next item, and probably want to, we've done the check-ins, so anything anybody wants to share tonight briefly about the last saw each other? Personal, professional, otherwise? Nothing? Okay, great. Moving on. Sure. Didn't mean to cut you off. Anybody, seriously?
Well, I have one small thing. It's not from a sustainability reason, but due to COVID, some of our faucets here in the city hall have been replaced with the electric battery-powered motion sensor faucets, which is, you know, I mean, it's a baby step, but come on, it's something, right? We got to take our victories where we can. So, but I'll say what I've noticed is they're on the cooler side, so we're not burning that hot water. Mm-hmm. They're short, you know, it's not on for very long. So, you know.
I have something that I've noticed being here in Vancouver is they have trash up every other week, but recyclables every week. And I, you know, it works. I think it's a great idea. It really encourages people to think about their trash when it's only picked up every other week. So that's just a comment.
Okay. Yes, Jerry.
I was just wondering, does everybody here know that you can go to Will Call with your garbage?
Go to where?
Will Call. So my husband and I have been using the Will Call delivery for I don't know how long, maybe 5 years. And we only put a can out to the curb about every 6 to 8 weeks because we recycle so much. And so you just pay for the can that you put out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that, actually.
Yeah, we're on a monthly pickup.
I was going to go to monthly. I'm glad to hear they have that at least.
Okay. Very good. Anything else? Is that good to the cause? Yeah.
Sorry, just because you know when we get into our what we're going to get done tonight, I did send a bunch of information to people, and because I got fired up, pun intended. Because as I was getting ready to evacuate last Tuesday, it was easy because it was an emergency. I threw everything in a laundry basket, you know, the laptop, the hard drive, bills of all things, dog bed. And then when there was time to really consider, what am I going to pack in the Subaru, like a clown car, knowing that my house may not be here when I come back. And that really gave me pause for a lot of things. And as I'm looking at our goals, I realized, you know, I'm about to potentially become a climate refugee like you talk about in other cities, because I've met people that have moved to Westland from the Paradise Fire where they lost everything and had to start over. So that if you noticed a little bit of oomph in my last email with having dates and things that are tangible is because we've got great ideas and we need action behind them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Okay, let's take a few minutes and review the action items. We got some past ones on the first page of the minute, and then we got the new action items on the last page. So we should be able to blaze through these real quick before we get into the guts of our meeting. First one, Chris, and work on the right-of-ways Is that last time we talked? That was.
Yeah. We have a yeah. Yeah. We're still in sort of a hold on that. What is today? Thursday. So on Monday, I communicated with Megan, our GIS coordinator, and we recently switched over to a new mapping system, and they are still working on getting that up and running. Mm-hmm. We have some, they rolled it out, and there's some pieces that aren't working right now. So they're kind of buried in that. But I did speak to her a little bit about it, and she said there haven't been that many changes, but she'd be happy to do it. But until the full system is up and running, she can't touch it. So, but she's right. We haven't had that many changes. We've had some street vacations and a few developments. So it won't look too different than what we have right now.
Okay.
I have a question, Chris. I have a right of way on my property. What is there any kind of process for me to take it over?
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's a state mandated process that we perform as the city. It can be a little bit expensive. So the application is $6,000. And then you need to get, I'll keep this short, guys. You need to get a notarized signatures from neighbors within essentially 400 feet of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And you only need two thirds of the property ownership. So if that 400 feet crosses my property, I only account for 1,000 feet of that. My signature only accounts for 1,000 feet. I know that I'm not saying that very clearly. Sorry, guys. More importantly is you need 100% of the abutting neighbors to approve by a notarized signature. All in all, you'll probably spend somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000, but the city is and has been more than happy to sign those over. As you know, we have an unbelievable amount of right-of-ways and ravines that we can't maintain. And I think in most cases, the city is happy to turn those over. They go through an engineering review to make sure that we're not using them for some purpose later on, or there's not some sort of utility buried in there. We denied one recently because the Highway 43 is adjacent to it, and when it expands, it's gonna use that space. We approved one a few months ago. It's an alley behind someone's house. So yeah, there is a process. It's not that difficult. It takes just a few months to do.
Okay.
It is a city council decision, so it goes to city council.
And does sewer count or not count?
The sewer?
Sewer line?
They would just leave an easement on the top of it, so if they needed to repair it, they could come in and do that legally. But yeah, that's usually not a problem.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Victoria. You're muted, there you go.
No, it's fine. I have neighbors all up and down the alley behind my house. The alley is parallel to Exit Street. Are squatting informally. Various people up and down the alleyway have just used it. So that's what's happening in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it happens quite regularly throughout the city. And by the way, this is in lots of jurisdictions. This is not a Westland specific problem, but there have been past discussions about doing some larger sort of mass vacations where the city absorbs some of that cost so that we can actually get them out to people when we're not going to use them. However, it is expensive because you need to have a survey. You need to know exactly where the property lines are. And doing some sort of mass vacation citywide would be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in survey costs alone. So it's also a complaint-driven process where if someone is sort of squatting or using that space, the city's not gonna do anything about it until a formal complaint is made. And then there's an enforcement process to remove people off of that space.
Okay, so this is definitely a topic that needs to be kept on pending and just move on, right? Okay, are you up next, Chris, about a work session with city council? Is that something we'll probably put off for a while, or since it's in flux?
Well, I talked to Kathy, who does a lot of the scheduling, and you know, it's there's quite a few things on the docket right now.
Sure.
For the council, And one point was, you know, it's probably not something that will happen in 2020, mm-hmm. which may not, that may be okay, because we do have some elections coming up and there will be two or three different people sitting on council,
right. depending
on how it shakes out. And my only concern is that when that happens, it's probably going to be even longer to get on their agenda, because we won't bubble up as being super important for new counselors and whatnot.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a discussion we've had.
Can I help with that?
You could, yeah.
And like,
you're the manager. Yes, you can.
Let's push what we can and see if, you know, I mean, I understand we're all busy, but, you know, Kim, you made a great point earlier. Like, you'd be a climate refugee. This is a serious thing, too. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Totally help with that.
Good. Thanks. The next one, Mayor Axelrod, obviously not here, but the Ameresco City Energy Audit. And the City Energy Audit was one of our goals, so maybe we could talk about that in that part of the meeting, climate action goals. Okay. Okay. Cindy Victoria, proposal to council about leaders in sustainability, says pending. Any new developments? None? Okay. Still pending? All right. Okay. Chris, you're up again. Library director about feasibility of solar new roof.
Yeah, I have not done anything with that right now.
Sorry. Okay, no worries.
That's a pending. And, yeah.
Okay. Robin Wood Station, that's done. That can probably go from the list. Rosemont Community Gardens, when feasible. Victoria, that's pending. You're muted.
The DNs were disappointing, so I'll just have to try harder.
Okay. Everyone was to review and edit Greg's list of goals and strategies concerning climate action. I think that's done, so we can cross that. The next one's done, Andra, and Andra's not here. She did some work on information about chemical-free gardening. She sent some information to me, which we'll discuss later. As far as the new action items on the last page, that was the first one's done. Let's go through these real quick. Sustainability equipment, that's okay. Chris, information on LED lighting for city buildings. This is last meeting's action items.
Yeah, I can believe I sent an email to Jeremiah and I don't think he ever returned it. I mean, I don't have anything in front of me, so I will keep following up. I'm sorry, I sent it but then dropped the ball.
Okay.
Really quickly, I want to back up 1 second. I spoke to Ken Warner today, director of Parks and Rec. I mentioned community gardens as like future potential. We're talking about it, what have you. He was quite supportive and, you know, basically said, let me know how and what the parks can do. I can't promise anything, but supportive of the thought and the program. So,
okay. You know, the community gardens, that's good.
Yeah, or, you know, a Rosemont community garden, wherever. If we're essentially looking to do something in and around a park, he seemed, and keeping in mind, Parks and Rec manages all of the right-of-way. All of the city-owned property right-of-way.
Yeah.
So it's good to have him on board.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. I think the next one, Victoria, to research the sustainable action process guide for county. That was, I think we just mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's still pending, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Andra. We discussed that one. That's done.
Oh, I have a quick question.
Oh, sure.
I'm willing to send you guys the resend. I think I don't know if I actually sent it or just passed it around at a meeting, the actual processes for the Leaders in Sustainability program. So I'll volunteer to send you guys that.
That'd be great. Excellent. Okay. Moving on to received strategic plan edits and add to Appendix C. That's done. We're going to discuss that tonight. And I was to create a new city document for city council with additional goals, long-term plans related to climate change issues. That's one of the rough drafts I sent you for discussion tonight. Terry Cummings, the board researched the purchase of hybrid vehicles for the city. Any movement on that, Terry?
I apologize, that has not come up. Yeah, we have not gotten to that.
Okay, so that's
getting back into our process, but hopefully.
Okay, so that I'll keep that as pending. And Chris, you're up again.
Just a reminder on that. We've got a lot of feedback. Is this better? Okay. And just as a reminder, the city is preparing its 2020 its budget that will be heard in the fall, in the spring of 2021, and so this is the time to be targeting that as a priority for the upcoming budget.
Okay.
Into Councillor Cummings' point, remember our budget cycle is a two-year cycle. We don't revisit it annually, so it's sort of you have to think a little bit further ahead, just FYI.
So if the Sustainability Board wants to make that recommendation, you can conduct a vote and then convey that to the council.
Okay. Sounds good. I think we should do that.
Can it just be a simple email to the council?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll probably talk about that in just a little bit. Chris, to get information on water used by the city, anything on that?
No, I don't have any update on that right now.
Okay, so it's pending?
Yep.
Good. And Kim, get information on vehicle charging stations at city buildings and send to Terry for a new document. Mm-hmm. Kim, you're muted.
There it is. Like, where's the button? I'm used to Zoom. I was thinking I sent you some information, Terry, but I don't think that I did because I wanted to compile everything.
Yeah.
But I will send that to you. And if this will help Terry, I just learned in the last 24 hours what would be the most effective way to deal with all of our city vehicles and the charging is audit, if you will, of all of our city vehicles and have it as a holistic approach. So it involves all the users at the city because right tool for the right job. Some of your city fleet vehicles may be better as electric, some as hybrid. Changing to renewable diesel in the work trucks, as we phase things out. So I think that would get us the biggest momentum is to get that baseline. And then I talked to someone at Columbia Willamette Clean Cities Coalition. We can join as a city for $300 a year, and they will present at our next meeting, whether we're a member or not. But that would give us leverage with other cities. And I found out that in Q2 of next year, there's a new state rebate for diesel. So we may be able to save the city some money immediately by putting that fuel purchasing plan into place. So I can nerd out on that later, but that would help Terry. So we can talk about hybrids. But if we can get a baseline of all of our city fleet vehicles and the replacement cycle and incorporate fuels and maintenance and all that stuff, that would help with that charging station information too.
Okay, good. We should look, when we go to the goals for climate action goals, we should look at goal number 2, which was a total energy audit by the city. And maybe you should look at either adding that or revising that one.
You can combine it because it's actually the fleet thing is separate than the energy audit for the building.
I understand. Okay. Okay, well, that's it for the action items. So let's move on to the Appendix C for Sustainability Strategic Plan. got some comments from a few folks. And one thing I mentioned last time, and I also mentioned in that stuff I sent to you, is that remember, this appendix is merely a restatement of goals that were contained in the strategic plan. So we cannot change the verbiage or the wording of those goals. We can choose the ones we want to put in the appendix, but we can't change the wording. If there was something, I know Kim sent a really nicely edited document, but some of those I think were edited and changed, like an energy that was on goal one, strategy three. And I don't know if you've got that document in front of you, everybody. It's Appendix C, Climate Action Plan Items. Does everybody have that? Okay. So one that Kim had highlighted was what we were just talking about. So instead of, we can't change the wording here, we may just pull that out and put that in our climate action goals. Mm-hmm. But as far as this document goes, we had, and I had added a lot of stuff to it from the plan that maybe, and Greg had a comment on this, and so did Cindy and so did Kim, about maybe some of those goals might be a little too in the outer limits of immediate climate action items. So maybe there should be things to delete so that we don't add another 3-page section to an already large document. So anybody have any ideas after looking at that of things to delete or add? Hopefully not add.
I went through the original list that I'd come up with back in the spring and went through and basically highlighted items that I thought were probably most likely to get action on and that seemed most important. And so I think we could actually go through each of these of the broad goals and the strategies and identify those that seem most likely to get action within the next 4 or 5 years and really try to kind of lay out what we see as a kind of a path that the city council could actually kind of embark on that might actually lead to some significant changes in terms of energy use kind of habits of the populace in West Lynn. So example, like for the built environment, the goal one is like all households in West Lynn will have convenient access to diverse transportation options, et cetera. And it seemed like strategy one and strategy four might be the most likely ones to actually lead to positive action. So strategy one, develop safe pedestrian bike connections and other infrastructure. And strategy four, provide education, outreach, and incentives for community members to get around the city and region without a car. So, you know, just kind of looking at the specific strategies under that goal, those seemed like ones that were actually doable and could actually make a difference. So that's, I went through the next kind of primary areas, the domains of energy and natural resources, and did the same thing. So that might be one place to kind of look at how we might have a conversation about what's on this list so far, which are most likely to lead to the biggest bang for our effort.
Okay. That sounds great. So does anybody have a suggestion on how you want to proceed in the time we've got for this item? Would you want to go through and just mark and identify those items that Greg mentioned that are basically the strongest action items, goals? Okay. Anybody, starting with the built environment then, Greg mentioned 1 and 4, is that correct, Greg? That
strategy 1 and 4 under goal 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like for both goal 2 and goal 3, those are kind of long-term kinds of things that we could potentially be continuing to support, but it seemed like they were not really the sorts of things that we're going to be able to have much impact on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me move aside here, and kind of restate something. Our original idea in doing this appendix was to pull items from the strategic plan that related to climate action. So instead of maybe looking at everything in the plan that related to climate action, do you think it would be a better idea to just have a much shorter document and just focus on those that Greg mentioned? Is there some that like we could eliminate right now, like Greg just mentioned? I mean, remember, we're going to send a climate action goals as a separate document right away. And this is just going to be a reference document at the end of the plan.
Which document are we referring to? Are you going back to Appendix C, the climate action plan items? Okay, so and you, I know we got a lot of documents going back and forth. And you did a bunch of work to highlight which ones were the top. What of this climate action Appendix C, which ones were you saying that are the top, the ones that, I mean, can you just call them out right now so I can see the document of where?
Do you have that appendix in front of you that I
see? Yeah, I've got it up, but it's just, you know, it helps me to see the specific items.
Well, we just started under the built environment section.
Right, goal one, yes.
Yeah. And Greg mentioned goal one, strategy one and strategy four.
Combined.
Are good ones, right, Greg?
Yeah, they wouldn't have to be combined, just leave them as they are.
Yeah.
And then in terms of like the other broad domains, like with energy, it seems like goal one and goal two with all of the strategies would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's go back up to the built environment and goal two. You seem as a little nebulous, and goal three also maybe.
Not nebulous, but not something that we could really easily impact.
Yeah. I mean, we can easily take out goals and strategies in here that aren't easily implemented or don't have the impact and trim this document down, Victoria.
I'm looking at goals one and three, and it would be a way to combine the goals to say, if you have convenient access, then you can shop and eat and work locally. So those really are the same thing. The strategy one for goal three is quite different from the strategies for goal one. But if you combine those into a single goal, do that.
Okay, keep in mind, we cannot change this stuff.
So that's fine then.
We can eliminate or add things from the plan, but we cannot combine all these because then that's not the way it's stated in the strategic plan.
I'm sorry you had to remind me. That's okay.
Quite all right.
If we combine them in your next document, the one that you did, Terry, and make that a goal in that document.
Yes, and that was the purpose of doing this one-page climate action goals that we're going to work on. That was the purpose of doing that, is to pull critical items out of the Appendix C and put them in there. We can massage them all we want in our new document. Does that make sense? Okay, so we can eliminate right away things out of Appendix C, and that's fine. So right now, we can do this. Under goal one, should we just strike strategy two and three?
You go one, you strike three, striking out expanding local employment opportunities? Is that the one you're talking about?
Under goal one.
Goal one.
Eliminate strategy two and three.
No. Because this will give us some, you know, some a backbone to work with Economic Development Commission and other groups in the sustainability. So I think it's really important to keep that in there. I mean, it may not be on our list right now of what we're going to do right now, but I think we need to have that backbone in there so that we're, if we really want to have local employment, we need to work with the EDC.
What do you guys think about leaving this document as is or Terry, when I can get down to a page. And then we can spend more of our time working on the stuff.
You're really garbled there, Cindy. And now you're muted, so. You're muted.
Okay.
Getting a lot of feedback.
I don't know what noise.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Just I'm listening right now. That's all. I'm here, though. Invisible to hear.
Yeah. Well, try not to move your phone around too much. We're getting a lot of feedback from somewhere. Okay. Well, you know.
So my suggestion was that since the original Appendix C is pulled straight from the plan, that maybe we leave it as is for now and work on the next document and spend more time on that. Because this is a good, like Kim said, it's a good reference. It's probably good for the council to reread it. And it's not our focus right now because these things already exist in the plan.
I agree. I think, you know, we don't need to agonize over this because it's, yeah, it is. And we can pull anything out of here we want to and put it in a new document.
Right. So what Greg was saying we should focus on would be in the next document. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that has been suggested. Is there a any discussion on that?
Do we vote?
Do we need it? Do we have a motion?
I move that we... leave the client appendix C as is, and use it as just a reference to our next document. And also definitely submit this appendix C to the council as a backup document.
I second.
Kim seconded. Moved and seconded that we leave this document as is. All in favor?
Why don't I, hey Terry, why don't I call a roll?
Oh, go for it. You're so official, Chris. Good man.
It'll just be a little simpler that way. Okay.
That's fine.
On the motion and the second, Greg. Yeah, A or nay?
Greg Neely.
At the bottom, Greg.
Greg, you're muted. There you go.
Also give me a thumbs up or thumbs down visual vote.
Who are you calling, Chris?
Greg.
Oh. Thumbs up.
Okay. And next up is, hold on. Kim.
Aye, with spell check on the document.
Frank Cooper.
Victoria.
Aye, and I can do the spell check.
Okay.
And Andra, are you on?
Uh-oh. We didn't scare away, did we?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
Okay. Did you hear the motion that you're voting on right now?
Yes, and I agree, yes. Thumbs up.
Next up is Ms. Ellison. Any? Thumbs up. Okay. Thumbs up for yes. And I believe that leaves us with Terry.
Yes.
Yes. And let's see. Correct me if I'm wrong. Councillor Cummings, do you vote on this one or is this a no? Okay. So that is it. That's a 6-0 vote. Motion passes.
Excellent. Okay, well, that moves us to the, well, pause for the cause. We will spell check it. We'll send it around. I'll send it around to everyone for a final check, and then we will have that inserted in the strategic plan. Does that sound like a plan? Okie dokie. Moving on to the next item, which is the document we've been all waiting for. the climate action goals that's to be presented to the city council. So we've got about 30 minutes to work on that. And I did send around the rough draft, but there are probably a couple of other items from that Appendix C we may want to insert in there. And the format of the final document is up for grabs. That's just a rough draft. So, and I think Kim's idea of inserting dates in here rather than being a little fuzzy is a good idea. So should we just look at the ones on this list for starters? Goal one. How quickly doable is that? Victoria, got any ideas?
3 months.
3 months?
Two. What do you think, Kim?
That's up to you, Victoria. I'm a little occupied at the moment, but I...
Yeah, okay.
Cindy, do you have any opinion on that since you're
from there?
I would say 6 months.
Three. Name that tune.
Four.
No, I think it's going to take longer than that for all city buildings. I'd just get one or two in it, actually.
Well, maybe we can have the goal of having three buildings in by the end of the year for, or two buildings in by the end of the year for leaders in sustainability and the rest of the city buildings in the following year.
Yeah, the following year, yeah.
Because at least if we have a couple in this year, one or two, that will get us some momentum.
I like that.
Okay, two by end of.
So we can pick a couple of times.
I love this.
Okay, so knowing that, should we make it specific as to which buildings?
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay, any ideas as to which buildings we should put in that goal for starters?
Should we go that far and or maybe let the council decide?
Council might be looking for the advisory board to advise a little bit, so right. We could always pick two. I don't mean that flippantly. That came out wrong. Apologies if that was taken that way. But you might start. I mean, we might start with, you know, council convenes here. Well, council used to convene here at City Hall, and PC convenes here, and this is kind of the more standout building that we have. So City Hall might be a good first building, or in the first two buildings that we try to put through, just because it kind of represents the city.
Okay. How about City Hall and the Adult Community Center? Because those are two big energy users.
That's a great idea. I like the ACC. Yeah.
I was going to suggest City Hall because it's so symbolic, and I like that idea a lot. And after that, I don't see a second one. So Adult Community Center would be fine.
Did we already do the library? Because the library, if we can add on a third, the library would be good, because that's a heavily used public building when we're not in COVID, especially for retro commissioning. So if we had the City Hall first, Adult Community Center, and the library as third.
Okay. And if we did that as a 2-month time frame, still not feasible, or 3 months, Cindy?
What's the I guess for me, what's the process to do that?
It actually requires making an appointment with somebody from the county to come out and do a waste audit. So that's why I think 2 months is not going to be enough time.
Well, if we plug the date in there, what would you say, February 21? Or is everything's up in the air right now with the current situation? So that's...
How long does it take to get somebody out from the county? I mean, I know everybody's occupied right now and we're in certain uncertain times, but if somebody from the county came, aren't they sitting looking at an audit that they don't have to be at the physical building to get it started, right, Cindy?
Yeah, they do. They go to the building and they go through your trash with you. Of course, things are different now. We can just throw 6 months in there. That would be March for the three buildings, and then I'll always adjust it.
Terry, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I do think it would probably be more relevant if this audit or this assessment was done in a non-COVID, but it, there might be other things as far as, you know, what kind of light fixtures and faucets and other things are there. But as far as the human impact, unless you want to do it in phases, I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe a good idea, because I did it for my office with the City of Portland Sustainability at Work, and there was a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of checklists. So, Terry, there's a lot of things you could do that don't involve going through the trash. So if we kind of had like phase one would be, what can we identify in this list to prepare? You know, do we need a liquor fill? Do we need to know what kind of light fixtures are in here? And then when it's time to have people in the building and trash pickers, then that's the next phase of the audit.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense to me that you do it in phases, because then we can at least get started and not wait for whenever we can all go back into buildings.
It's always nice to be able to make progress.
And Cindy, didn't you say that you were going to send us that information? And is that process that's spelled out in that document, right, that you're going to send?
Yeah, it's basically just multiple pages of checklists. Mm-hmm. And depending upon how many you accomplish, depends on your level of achievement. So it could be that, but some of them are required, so they're not all optional. People could do it definitely in stages. Yeah.
The other thing that's handy when you start having an awareness brought to those checklists with different city employees, it might help advance maintenance they were going to do anyway, like putting a lower flow, you know, faucet in the kitchen or something. Like, hey, I've got that in my pocket. Let me put it on right now before we do this audit. So it might help that conversation integrate into some of the maintenance before it gets down the line.
Okay, so instead of saying develop a proposal to get all city buildings, should we say to begin the process to get those three city buildings by, and put a date down? You know, the date will always change, but put a date down. So begin the process to get those three buildings.
Yeah, I mean, this document itself is sort of a proposal,
right,
in my mind. So, right, I think not using that term. Do you want me to put down March 2021? Okay.
I have a question. Should we be into that when you begin the process and be specific about that which can be during COVID time? you know, no, I don't know. What is being in the process? You can until people can come into the buildings and you can finish it.
Can I?
Go ahead, Tanya.
I have another thought too you might want to consider is the both the police station and the public works building are pretty much only occupied by employees, you know, and they don't have a lot of public interface. So, and our public works building is a very old building that I don't know what kind of state it's in. It might be one of those situations where you can really make an impact.
Another idea. What if the first building is the city hall and the other two is a contrast between the police station, which is quite new, and the public works building, which is quite old?
Because then you could get an easier certification with the police building because it's been built to those newer standards and have that comparison. But I think I agree with Terry. Maybe we swap out the public works building because it definitely needs some loving.
So city hall, police station, and public works.
Jerry.
I have another virtual meeting to attend in about 2 minutes, but I just wanted to thank everybody. My follow-ups, I told Chris earlier that the same sustainability consultant I worked with in Minnesota volunteered to help me here, and I'm going to forward him some of the documents that you sent us, so I'm excited about that, and I will be in touch. I'll be around for the next meeting. This will be a regular one.
So, great. Well, nice to meet you, Jerry. Thanks for attending.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I had a question about the process. Once we have that process, that checklist, Cindy, and if we pick those three buildings to get that started, would we then give that checklist to the administrator or person in charge of each of those buildings and see what they can begin? I mean, I'm not sure how that process would kick off. Any ideas?
Chris, you thought you had a thought about this earlier.
Well, I have a couple thoughts. I'm not sure if it's the same one that I had earlier. We would certainly need to speak to whoever happens to be in charge of said building. I think it would be, I shouldn't parse words. The reality of it is this, everyone's very, very busy. So we're gonna need to get some time with the people who would need to move this forward. And part of that, I think Jerry can actually help increase the intensity, if you will, of how important that request might be. Is that, seem to make sense what I'm saying? I don't think people are gonna just push this stuff off, but I think we're so inundated with stuff to do right now that it's difficult to get people to wanna do extracurricular activities. So I think Jerry could help carry the water a little bit on that and move the agenda forward.
Make sense? Well, I've got this site up right now for the sustainability certification at work at Clackamas County, and their first step says request the application. So whoever, you know, I mean, Chris, you could do that before we're off the call.
Huh. Oh, get right on that, Kim.
Okay. But you know, like request it to get it started and then they connect you with somebody. So they would give some support. So even though, you know, I mean, it might not be time for them to come out here, at least they can call on the phone and say, okay, here's how you get started. So we can get outside support to start that.
Sure. I can make that request.
Would it be beneficial to, number one, first find out for each of those buildings who would be the person to contact regarding this, and then to say that this is what the SAB has in mind to try to get this program started, just kind of prime the pump, not that you need to start it now, but we feel that this would be a good activity for the city to get involved in and let them know what we're thinking.
I think going back to the buildings really quick, it's generally speaking going to be Jeremiah. I mean, that's most of it's going to fall to him. Depending on the building, you might have, you know, Lance, since he's the director of public, would want to be involved, but Jeremiah is going to ultimately shoulder the bulk of that. Whoa, that was loud.
Long show.
That was my fault.
That was me. I just emailed you the link for the request.
I'm wondering if maybe I'm getting it mixed up with Darren. I almost remember Darren saying that we should direct this to the city council and the city have it come from the top rather than from us. So I'm wondering about saying in our statement that we request the city council somehow request the city manager to get the ball rolling somehow and with our help if necessary, but we don't have to actually do it.
Yeah, so I'd say this. I think that considering Jerry's passion for sustainability, I don't know that we need to go all the way to council right now. I think Jerry's the city manager and I think he wants to see some action in sustainability in West Lynn. I think he was pretty vocal about it in the interview process as well. So I actually think we can start with Jerry and move forward. The reality of it is we work for the city council as well, but he's our boss. I mean, well, he's my boss's boss, but you know, he's the boss of the city. And if he says, we're going to move forward on this and Jeremiah, I need you to prioritize this as a higher item for you, then that's a discussion they'll have. And I think he'll move that forward. And I'm sure Councillor Cummings could say something to that.
Yes, I can see this possibly being kind of like a business from the city manager item on the our October agenda. It would be too late to get it on the September agenda, but this is the kind of thing that council would like to know about and to be able to show support for, I'm quite sure. Plus, you know, anytime we have something that's going to be a certain amount of expense of staff time, it's also good, you know. So, and then it's also another opportunity for the public to be aware of what we're doing. Yeah.
So when we finish this document, should we send it at the same time both to Jerry and to the council?
I think that would be a good approach. Councillor Cummings, you might feel differently, but I think that's a good step. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So do we have kind of that first goal fleshed out? Cindy is rapidly taking notes. Okay. Goal number two. This is the complete city energy audit by date to be established. Establish baseline from which energy use and materials consumption can be measured. So that's a big one. And I'm not sure. I think there were a couple of sources for energy audits. Ameresco was one, and I haven't looked into that. I don't know if anybody else has, as to who would do that and what cost is involved. So do you think this needs to be stated, that is, with a date, and so that it's on the board and ready to go, and then we can find out what the cost and stuff would be?
Terrence, I think Ameresco was free.
Was it free to a point, or was it totally free?
Russ knew that, and I just halfway remember that.
Okay.
And Greg, didn't you do some work on this too?
You're muted, Greg. Bottom of the screen.
There we go.
Bingo.
So yeah, I reported back on that in November, I think. So it should be in the meeting notes. And a number of audits have already been completed, actually over the last two or three, 4 years. And there are plenty of documents that the city has that we kind of looked at. And I think we had really hoped to speak more with Jeremiah about like where things stand in terms of moving forward with that. But it's been really difficult to get in touch with him and get much information from his office. But it is Jeremiah who is primarily responsible for what's been done so far with regard to audits. And so he's a pretty critical player in all of this.
So maybe our goal should be to also look at past audits.
Yeah, they're all available. And actually, I talked about all those in November.
Right. Yeah, so Greg, if you were to phrase this goal, how would you phrase it?
Well, I would say like if there could be a air energy audit completed by like the end of 2021, that would be really helpful.
You think a brand new needs to be done?
Excuse me?
You think a new energy audit needs to be done?
Well, in terms of being able to everything is kind of scattered, and there hasn't been any real consistency across all of the buildings. Energy Trust, did some really useful work with regard to both the library and the City Hall, with very specific recommendations. And then there was the whole project that was done by the students at OTI with regard to the park buildings, and there were some very useful recommendations that were done there. There were some specific recommendations done with regard to how $4,000 could be spent to try to improve lighting and energy efficiency in a number of buildings. As far as we can tell, nothing was ever done with regard to that. So I think, at issue, this has been on the agenda. There has been action taken. Bits and pieces have been done, but there has been no real consistent energy audit that's completed that actionable items could be kind of motivated from the city council. So it's a nice goal, but it's hard to say like how to actually make it lead to productive work, because as far as I can tell, there hasn't been a lot that has come out of the energy audits that have been done so far.
So I just want to throw out a quick thought. I mean, I agree. It's hard to argue with that. The results are the results. In goal two, I hesitate because I'm just a city planner here. I don't want to go out of turn here, but goal two, I think it's the third bullet point that actually it doesn't solve all of our problems, but that's how we're going to move sustainability forward in West Lynn. We need a commitment and an investment to hire an expert who is on staff who is taking care of these things. I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to sound like a broken record. We can barely keep up with the day-to-day requests for work we have right now.
Yeah.
My department alone is running a staff person down. I run two committees. Those aren't budgeted in my time. I just have to figure out in my day where to put this agenda together, where to fit this meeting in. We have land use files that were by state law. We have timelines that we have to hit. We get phone calls. We spend an hour on the phone with an attorney about, a property line dispute. And that's just planning. So I think if West Lynn really wants to jump in and say sustainability is important, and we are going to need to invest in an expert to move these goals forward. Otherwise, it's exactly what Greg is saying. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here. We got a faucet, that's awesome. We got a couple LED lights, that's great. Yes, we can recommend new vehicles, but someone needs to be in the ear of the people writing the budget saying, we need to invest in electric vehicles when we can. Yes, they're more expensive now, but over the lifetime, look at the return on investment. Look at this chart, And I can't do that. No. And I don't know anyone that I work with who has the time to do something like that, although I might want to. So, I'm coming across kind of like aggressively, and I'm not meaning to, but I'm passionate about this too, but we're up against this thing. Where am I supposed to do all this? And that's not a push on you, Greg. It's just saying, okay, guys, look, the real item, the real goal that we should be talking about is bullet point three in goal two, funding a staff position. I don't think it's an internship. And I don't think it's a contractor, because we can get a lot more from someone in-house. Yeah, it's an investment of money. It's a staff position, or at least a half-time, part-time. Then you probably don't have benefits. But I mean, if it's full-time, it's a big investment on our part. But where we can get that money back through the benefit of that. So I'll step off that soapbox and let you guys, you know, mull it over or think about it.
Chris, I'm glad that you stated that, Chris, because we've been talking about this for at least 3 years now, that very thing on staff position, because all the rest up top, and like you said, who's going to do it, when and how? So I really agree with Chris that third bullet should really be goal number two. I mean, that is the goal, isn't it? To have someone really focus on that.
So Terry, I thank you. Appreciate that support. And what I would also say, and you know, please don't take this as a flip remark, and it's not disrespect to Councilor Cummings or anyone on council, but if we turn in anything, we could simply turn in goal one, invest in a sustainability fund or a funded staff position for sustainability. End of goals. Because at least if you can get that, everything else will start falling into place, because that person's job will be to do everything on there. I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying that's the level of intensity with which that item needs to be portrayed to city council, who are part of that decision-making process. Part of it will be Jerry and finance and this and that. But if council said, hey, this is the one thing we want out of sustainability, it'll happen.
Kim.
The city of Milwaukee has a full-time sustainability person, and that really has contributed to them meeting their goals. And I couldn't agree more with Chris, because we have talked about this stuff, and some of the things that I see that I don't share with the group are like, oh my gosh, it'd be so great to get this free money. And not free money, but there's funding opportunities and there's outside help. So instead of having the limitation of thinking this has to be a burden on our staff, there are people like the Oregon Energy Trust and like Clean Cities Coalition and different experts that will help assist us, that would work with that sustainability staff. Because there's programs and they're changing rapidly. It's really hard to keep up with. You know, like the diesel thing I just heard about. How do you know that in quarter two there's going to be a diesel rebate from the state of Oregon? You know, just people who are paying attention to those things all the time. So having a staff member would definitely help the whole city, because the goals that we're issuing here impact all of the agencies of the city. You know, the transportation, business, schools, and, you know, police, everything.
Mm. Yeah, Terry.
Yeah, I would call this one of those put your money where your mouth is type of things. And I, again, as a reminder, we're going to be doing a budget overview at our next meeting. And so it's really kind of good idea if this is the direction you want to, the recommendation that you want to make it tonight and get out in front of it.
Yeah, you know, I like all the previous statements, and maybe we should say that the Sustainability Advisory Board is proposing that the city hire a sustainability person to accomplish the following goals. That's the proposal, to hire a person. Because there's all this stuff that is critical that should be done. Terry.
You know, we might not have the capacity to have it be a full-time person, but I think we also have, we're going to be recognizing a need for somebody with a planning background just to address House Bill 2001 and 2003. So to me, it doesn't seem out of the question, you know. But I'm just speaking for myself, and I'm trying not to bend you guys or anything, you know, I'm not trying to influence you. I'm just trying to, you know, give you the insight from.
No, I'll say, Councillor Cummings, I think you're right. Yeah, it's an expensive concept, but you're right. HB 2001 is not a joke, and we can't just wing it. And Darren can't just squeeze in a few hours here and there. We need to commit. on the other side of that is sustainability is the same way, you know. And I like your concept there, Terry, of this is our recommendation to accomplish these goals. Going back really quick to Councillor Cumming's point, you know, you could do a half and half. You could do a half-time position. Think if someone had 20 hours a week to focus on sustainability, how much more could we get done? A lot more than we're getting done right now, right?
That'd be nice.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be full-time. We could start part-time, something, some motion forward to start accomplishing some of these things. And when they start to pay for themselves, oh, this is working, you know, then we get a little momentum behind it. So sure, maybe it's not a full-time. And by the way, if each department chips in a little bit, you know, every department chips in $5,000, you can pick up a half-time person pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or the amount of money you need. So fair point, counselor, fair point. And it doesn't have to be 40 a week. 20 a week would get us a long ways.
Victoria.
The recommendation just says to fund a staff position. It doesn't say full part-time. So would that be then up to the council to determine which?
I think this is going to have to be more input on this from finance and management and everything. I would say to the extent possible or something, you know, you're not saying full-time staff position. The language you have right there is leaving it open.
Kim.
I think Terry had a good point about House Bill 2001, and I will say any budgets I've ever seen, if sustainability comes into the conversation, that's the first job to get cut. So when you're going to a budget and it's a tight budget, some of the things Greg brought up and everyone on this board's brought up at previous meetings, I can see those savings. I mean, I can't quantify the budget right now, but of the numbers I've seen, that person would pay for themselves. It's just hard to prove that before you get them. But getting somebody in and getting things, you know, energy efficient, just the what we'd save on our electric bills every month, you know, and gas bills and et cetera, would pay for that position. So it's a chicken and an egg thing. You're like, how do you get somebody in that's really self-funding? And that requires them being there full time, chasing it and really, you know, embracing these goals.
I'll say one last thing and then I'll probably say more, but I agree with what Kim just said. I also think I'm not a huge fan, and it's not my decision, but I'm not a huge fan of where we list internship or contractor. I think when you hire someone, they then become emotionally invested in the process for where they're working. You know, I live here too in West Lynn, so obviously I care, but I care about my job and I care about West Lynn. Contractors come in, they have a price, they do a job, and I don't know that that's the emotional or the investment that we want. That's just my personal opinion, and I know that sounds a little whatever weird, but maybe a contractor would work to get us going. But I personally think you want someone who comes in every week, who's here all, you know, three or five times a week, who has a desk, that has a phone number, that we know how to call. We don't call the contractor's office to find them. They come here. So they're more invested. That's my point.
Okay, that makes sense. We've got a little less than 10 minutes for the meeting. So I really think we've turned this document upside down in a good way. And I wonder if now the goals that we have on here will be goals for this new person to achieve and work on. If goal number three is valid for that person, or we can put something in about the fleet vehicles. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we do need to add some more pull some more goals out of the Appendix C to add to this list.
Okay. Let me ask, Terry, you said this is very timely here. What do you think would be a good time for us to get this in? I know right away, but by when?
Well, like I said, the you know, the budget's being shaped as we speak, but it's not concrete yet. maybe if you're not ready, it doesn't sound like we're there yet tonight, a memo to the council to let you know, let them know that these are the things, the direction you're going, and that you'll be coming forward with a finalized document that you hope to be able to present. I don't know. I'd have to look up when our, we usually have our decision-making meetings the second Monday of the month. And I think that might happen before you guys meet again. So I'm not really sure what kind of time frames you want to be thinking about here with that.
Counselor, are you
Victoria? Victoria.
What if we said October 1st and we put this together, you know, two or three people on the committee put it together and then send it to everybody else by email, and we just get it ready by October 1 that way, and then you're not trying to wordsmith with, we've got the basic concept that we all agree on, and then just have a couple of people work on it.
Okay. And another thing is, I also could be all wet, you know, maybe, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I want you to give council heads up. I think that's important, that you're actually coming out right now with some pretty serious asks when you're asking to hire a staff person. That being said, you're looking at I know that the sustainability goal has looked nice on paper and not made a lot of traction. This is how it works. This is when you start to put money into it, that's what'll really make it happen. And I think this is a good time to be making that ask. As we sit there with the smoke out our windows.
I'll say that, Councilor, I'm really happy to hear you say that. Just because, I mean, you're a city councilor, you're elected, and you know how this works better than the rest of us. But I think you're right. It's, if we want to be in, let's get in. And you're right. We need to ask. We won't get anything if we don't ask. We get status quo if we continue to do status quo. So to your point, giving council a heads up, what if you guys want, maybe by end of business Monday, I can draft a memo to send, and I'll send it to you guys for a review. It'll be short and sweet. Brevity's our friend. It's not meant to be a huge document that gets lost in the shuffle, but I'll just draft up a short, informative memo. You guys can look at it on Monday, and then we can send it out down the line and at least give a heads up, like Councillor Cummings is mentioning.
Chris, this is something you really want to do? I mean, you're a working man there.
Yeah, look, yeah. It's one of those things where I do feel strongly about the things we're trying to accomplish, and I see that this is probably the best approach and direction. I'm willing to figure out where and when I can get it done. I'll get it done.
Okay, I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Chris is on fire. I can feel it on the screen. He's gonna write tonight as soon as we get off this phone call.
It's hot. Okay, that takes, and I like Victoria's idea of setting a date then for this document. And it'll give us time then for people to actually submit goal ideas for this document. And then I'd be happy to work on it since I started on it. And if somebody else wants to
work on it.
Greg and Victoria? Okay. So me, Greg, and Victoria will work on this document. And we will then agree at what time we're going to send our document around to everybody so they can edit, so we can get it to the council by October 1, is that, everybody agrees? Okay, good. In the meantime, Chris is going to give us a brief memo as a heads up to the council regarding what we're doing. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah. Councilor Cummings, are you guys actually deciding, voting on the budget or just reviewing the budget on your October meeting?
It's my understanding that it'll be a budget overview, just kind of that routine in a way, where are we now, especially in light of COVID and a few other fun things.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Okay.
Okay, well, I personally think that this is a good development here. As far as we're concerned, we got some direction from Terry and Chris. Really appreciate that as far as which way to go. Kim, how are you feeling about it since you've had a good bit of input?
I'm going to sleep tonight because I was really cheering on this. So this is great. And then seeing everybody energized is, this is great weather to be thinking about these things. Yeah.
I appreciate everybody's input. All the work has gone into this. So we all have our charges, our duties now. And I know Cindy's been taking copious notes. So she is going to recount for us the action items. Briefly, so we can know what's doing what. Is that correct, Cindy?
I actually don't have too many because so many of new action items. I mean, a lot of our action items from previous times.
That's all right.
What I have is really we're going to skip working on the website tonight. We'll put that off for next time, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Then I really just what we wrapped up with, that Greg, Terry, and Victoria will work on editing the document, the goals document, with input from everybody else. So everybody is encouraged to send any additions to the goals list. And that Chris will come up with a short, brief memo to the council to, I guess in your memo, you're going to mention the funding a staff person, a sustainability staff person, to accomplish goals that we are presently, a definite list of succinct goals that we want the council to work on in the near term, that are pulled from our. And other than ones that are in process, am I forgetting anything?
No, I think that was pretty much the guts of what we worked on tonight. Anybody else?
Oh yeah, I would send out the sustainability process. Or did Kim just do that? Did Kim
the
do
checklist?
That? I'll send out the checklist from the Leaders in Sustainability Community Goals. I guess Chris is just going to keep communication going, trying to get some communication started with Jeremiah on a lot of these different issues.
And Terry, could you send out a little poll to Victoria and me about when we can get together? And I would suggest we try to get together sometime next week to be able to pull this together to share with everybody else before October 1st.
October 1st.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think we should focus on that right now, especially since the council's working on the annual budget.
Terry.
This is just a little process question. I noticed that you had minutes to look at. Do you vote to approve your minutes?
Yeah. Yes, that was on my list, and we did not do it tonight, and thanks for bringing that up. So let's do that right now. Since I sent the minutes around, does anybody have any additions, corrections to the minutes from the previous meeting? None? They're good to approve? Okay, great. Do you have that copy, Chris? I need to send that to you again.
Sorry, say that again.
Do you have the copy of the minutes I sent out today?
I do, yes.
So are we good to go then?
Yes.
I don't have to resend them?
Nope.
Excellent. Okay, so that's done. Thank you, Terry. Okay, so good work, folks. Kim?
Sorry, I have a question, just because it's going to be a month before we meet, and I don't know if this is a Terry or probably a Chris question operationally. Because the renewable diesel thing, that rebate's coming up in the early part of next year, who would be the best person to have someone from Clean Cities come and talk to us about fleets? Would it be the fleet manager? Would it be at city staff? Would it be at this meeting? Because he'll come to wherever. I don't know if anybody here wants to nerd out about fleets. But it's good timing, because you want the people who are operating the vehicles and the maintaining them to have that conversation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that I know the answer. I think what I'll do is I'll start with Lance, the Director of Public Works. I think most of the fleet falls under his direction. So let me start there and I'll ask the question and see if it leads me anywhere.
Yeah, because the sooner you have that conversation, at least by the time that the grants might be available, you know, and they want to make those decisions to switch fuel purchasing, you know, they'll be ahead of it.
Yeah, you said that the rebate is coming up when?
Q2. You got to get ready for that stuff. So, you know, yeah.
Okay, I'll ask.
Just one.
Okay, very good. So I'll be in touch with Greg and Victoria regarding us getting together. And if there's no other issues for the good of the cause, this meeting is adjourned at 7:33. Thanks, everyone, for attending. That was a great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.